Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Three right side is no good. Butler takes the ball out of the air. He'll walk into the front court. Now 5 seconds, 3, 2, 1, and the Bears are 1-0 in Big 12 play. Baylor wins it by 15 over the Longhorns here in the Farrell Center. It's Baylor 59, Texas 44.
John, we asked the coaches yesterday what the keys to this game were, and they, to a man, said, look, toughest team wins.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Good to get that win for sure. Now, on the road for your next two, including tonight here in Lubbock, Tech was really impressive in a 35-point win on Saturday.
Yeah, those kind of victories don't happen often in the Big 12, and the fact that they were able to beat a team that was undefeated when likely their point guard played for Oklahoma State just shows you how good they've been. And again, they beat the number one team in the country this year on a neutral court, so they're even that much tougher at home when they get great fan support, and really brings a lot energy.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
And welcome, John Morris Show, on this Tuesday morning. Glad you're with us. Garrett Ross in the studio. We're coming to you from Texas Aero out at the Waco Regional Airport. Headed out this morning with Baylor basketball. Headed to Lubbock. Bears at number 4 in the nation in the poll this week, taking on number 22, Texas Tech, coming up tonight. Talk about that. We'll hear from Jeff Haxton, the voice of Texas Tech basketball and baseball, coming up a little later in the hour. In fact, I'll see if I can get things going here, Garrett, and then when they say load the plane, I am loading the plane. I'm not missing this one. I don't know if you remember last year or not, but the team, for some reason, I came behind the team. Maybe they left the day before or something, and I couldn't, and I thought I'd come day of. Well, normally to Lubbock, it's an easy trip out there, and should have been an easy trip, but for some reason, I got from Waco to Dallas, and then the flight from Dallas to Lubbock kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed, and this was, I think I left Waco at 10 in the morning, and it was a 7 o'clock game.
Yeah.
But it just kept getting delayed, and I was sitting in the Dallas airport, and about 4 o'clock, I got a little concerned that, you know, now time's running a little short to get to Lubbock, right, and get set up and be there for the game at 7. Well, sure enough, it just kept being delayed, so I put Plan B into action and called our guys at Texas Tech, and I said, hey, here's the situation. I'm stuck at DFW. Do you by chance have some extra equipment that we could use and maybe even get set up there in case I don't make it? And they said, absolutely. Mark Finkner was very helpful, and Jeff Haxton and Chris Level were very helpful out there. So they brought, I think, the equipment they normally use for baseball and set up. Pat was already there. Pat was with the team. And David Kay was there, so I knew those guys could handle it until I got there or if I didn't get there at all. And so the Tech guys set up the equipment, and sure enough, I didn't get to Lubbock till about 7 o'clock, right about tip-off time. But they started the broadcast. They were fine. I was in a car driving from the airport to the arena, listening to them do the game that I was supposed to be there doing, which is a weird feeling. And got there, I think, the second media timeout is when I'm walking into the arena.
Oh, man.
And it's not a good feeling. It's a weird feeling to do that. But Dave and Pat had things under control. And I did have this thought also when I was sitting in Dallas and knew the equipment was set up and knew Pat and David were there to do the game. I thought, I don't even need to go to Lubbock because I'm going to be late getting there. But I was stuck in Dallas because I couldn't get back to Waco. I had to go to Lubbock to get on the team plane to get back to Waco that night. So
oh, my.
I got there, and they finished out the half, and I picked up and did the second half. But that was the last trip to Lubbock, for me at least. And Jeff Haxton remembered that when we started taping our interview that you'll hear later in the hour. He said, you going to make it on time tonight? And I said, I am with the team, so we're all together. So, yes, I think we will be there on time. So we'll hear from Jeff Haxton coming up in just a bit. Look forward to it. Big game, Baylor and Tech. Big week for the Bears. Tech tonight on the road. Kansas on the road on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But they're not even talking about Kansas at all. I mean, they're just completely focused on this game tonight against a Tech team that pounded Oklahoma State by 35 on Saturday. 85-50 was the final score. So Tech, which has won 15 in a row at home, obviously very good there, very good under Chris Beard, and that's the challenge for the Bears this evening. Really good good matchup between Baylor and Texas Tech.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good matchup, and I think it's. I think this you're going to see in this stretch of games right here. You've already seen it once with Texas, but these two on the road with Tech and with Kansas, that you're going to see that early season schedule really benefit them because they've been prepared for this moment, and that's what it did is it helped them. It was preparing you for right now, and I think you're going to see that come through. And yeah, it's just going to be a really exciting matchup tonight in Lubbock.
Yep, no question about it. And you're right. That's where playing the likes of Villanova and Butler and Arizona, you know, that helps you when you get to conference play. Having played some really good teams and, in Baylor's case, won those games in non-conference. So that's our matchup tonight. It's Baylor and Tech. We'll get the Tech side of things from Jeff Haxton coming up in just a few minutes. Last night in the Big 12, there was one game. I guess, I don't know if we call it Big Monday. I guess it's not Big Monday. It was on ESPN2 last night. It was mid-Monday is what it was. And West Virginia won at Oklahoma State. Real defensive game there, 55-41. It was 28-19 West Virginia at halftime. Oklahoma State had 19 points at halftime. Mm. They finished the game 1-for-20, shooting three-pointers last night. And so West Virginia on that two-game road swing to open the season, they're 1-1. They lost at Kansas on Saturday. They win at Oklahoma State, so they're headed home. They'll host Texas Tech on Saturday in Morgantown. So that was the only game in the Big 12 last night. 17th ranked West Virginia over Oklahoma State, 55-41. Tonight, our game, Baylor at Tech at 8 o'clock. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. It's televised on ESPN2. And also at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPNU, TCU at Kansas State. TCU got an overtime win over Iowa State on Saturday to get conference off on the right foot. Kansas State lost their conference opener on Saturday, so they'll be looking to get in the win column, playing at home tonight against TCU. So those are the two games this evening in the Big 12 on the men's side. On the women's side coming up this evening, well, last night in the Big 12 on the women's side, Texas won at Iowa State 81-75. Here's the side note to that story. Craig Way did that game for Texas in Ames last night. Craig will be in Lubbock tonight doing national radio, Westwood One radio, for the Baylor Tech game. So Coach Drew, through David Kay, said to Craig, hey, how about make your travel a little easier? You fly with us.
That's
so
awesome.
So Craig is sitting right here, and he's going to be on the plane with us going to Lubbock tonight. We'll bring him back home tonight. He has to drive from Austin, but other than that, he's going to make it there and back in one day flying with us. Again, something only Coach Drew and David Kay could make happen, so it works out very well. Tonight in the Big 12 on the women's side, Tech plays at TCU, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State, and West Virginia plays at Kansas. Lady Bears back in action on Thursday. They stayed number 6 in the poll this week. They'll play at number 1 UConn Thursday evening, 6 o'clock. It's televised on ESPN. It'll be here on ESPN Central Texas as well. So there's a look at the Big 12 men's and women's, what happened last night, what's going on tonight. A little bit later, a visit with Jeff Haxton, the voice of Texas Tech basketball and baseball. You'll enjoy hearing from him. You'll hear about his brush with the law in Lubbock. Do you know this story, Craig? Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll let him tell the story. But he's dealing with the mayor in Lubbock to try to get a fine erased for something he's done in the alley behind his house or his apartment in Lubbock. But he's not a fugitive. I mean, he'll be at the game tonight, so we look forward to seeing him there tonight, and you'll hear from him coming up in just a bit. All right, we're off and running on this Wednesday morning from Texas Aero, where Baylor will fly out of, headed to Lubbock in just a bit. Stay with us, back with more in just a moment. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
I'll take a grande, no foam, triple cat, double pump vanilla latte with 3.5 ice cubes, slightly shaken, extra whip.
Yeah, that's going to be an upcharge.
Great! This one is on my Kasasa Cashback checking account. Kasasa pays me cash back on everyday debit card purchases, plus refunds on ATM withdrawal fees. Go on, take back banking and treat yourself to monthly cash rewards.
First Central Credit Union. Come see them today or apply online at firstcentralcu.com.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I want you to think about that one thing that pain is keeping you from doing. It could be in your back, your neck, or your knees. But what is it keeping you from doing? Is it getting up and down from the floor with your kids? Is it playing your favorite sport or even working out? It could be something as simple as driving your car comfortably or getting a good night's sleep. I know from personal experience that pain can keep you from doing a lot of the things that you love to do. So I'd like to make an offer to you. Simply visit my website at syntexrehab.com, and there for you, for free, are packets of information on how to relieve back pain, neck and shoulder pain, and knee pain. That's syntexrehab.com, or you can call our clinic at 254-630-1186, and we'd be happy to mail it to you. Again, go to syntexrehab.com and download the free packets. Feel free to chat with our patient care specialist directly online. You can get back to a life with less pain.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
How many QBs have thrown for?
Internet security alert. Your computer might be infected by harmful viruses. Please do not shut down or reset your computer.
Aw, not another virus. Those kids and their damn Google searches.
Kids playing on your computer again, Googling who knows what. How many times have you been hit with that awful virus alert? Well, before you flip out and panic and ground them for life, give my guys Dow, who is my brother from another mother, and Josh and the pros at Prompt Technology a call.
Prompt Technology.
They are experts when it comes to ridding your computer of any and all viruses at a very reasonable price. Not to mention, the experts at Prompt Technology have over 50 years combined experience in computer and networking technology. Check out Prompt Technology on 32nd Franklin at the stoplight and also online at prompt-tech.com.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show.
here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show. We're live at Texas Aero this morning. Baylor flying out for Lubbock. Bears and the Red Raiders coming up this evening. Pat Nunley's out of town on business. David Kay will join me for the broadcast coming up tonight. David is here all suited up here at 9 in the morning. What's going on? I mean, is there a dress code on this flight?
There's no dress code. These day trips are just odd. You know, do you want to go in sweats and then have to change? I didn't want to bring a bag on a day trip.
I went the other direction. I'm wearing sweats. I brought a bag to change. So I figured we got till 6 o'clock to put on a suit for tonight.
Yeah, this was probably not the best decision. You know, looking around this airport, I don't see anyone else in a suit. So this will be a fun day for me.
You win the best dressed award on the flight. That is for sure.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what we're going for.
All right, I've been looking through your game notes. You're as plugged in, you know, to Baylor basketball as anybody. That was a big win Saturday over Texas. It's a big week. I know the players are taking it one game at a time, but this is a really big week for this team, up to number 4 in the polls this week.
Yeah, and that's why the win on Saturday was so important, is because these next two games are just brutal, going on the road to face two top 25 teams. Baylor's going to be an underdog in both games. And we saw last year just how difficult it is to win in Lubbock. I mean, they really put it on this Baylor team last year. I think it was 86-61. So an absolutely just really probably one of your two toughest road games of the year tonight, and then another one that's probably your toughest on Saturday. So definitely doesn't get any easier, and Big 12 play is just a grind, but a chance to really make a statement this week.
Some people say, is it good, or I've been asked, is it good to get these two trips, these two road games out of the way early? And my answer is, I mean, it really doesn't matter. You're going to go to Lubbock at some point. You're going to go to Lawrence at some point. And I think it really doesn't matter, does it, if it's early or middle of the season or late?
Yeah, I don't think it makes a huge difference. I think you could look at some teams and say, okay, we expect that team, if they're really young, to maybe be a lot better later in the year. I don't think that's really the case with either of these teams. Coach Drew mentioned yesterday both of these teams went on foreign tours earlier this year, so they should be at about the same point. So I wouldn't say it makes a huge difference. If you're facing a team that's younger, you'd probably rather face them early in the year than later. But I don't think that's the case here.
Yeah, that's a good point. What have you noticed through the first weekend of Big 12 play? All the home teams won on Saturday, all 5 games.
Yeah, and it finally ended last night with West Virginia winning at Stillwater. But that's the way it's going to be this year. I mean, the home court advantages in the Big 12 are so good. And it's just really, really difficult to win on the road. Fortunately, Baylor has been very successful winning on the road over the last 9 years, second best in the league in that span. But it's just going to be, you know, every game is really, from top to bottom, the Big 12 is so tough. Every game is going to be a fight, and there's not anyone in this league. And you say this every year, but it continues to be true that there's just not anyone in this league that you can take for granted and feel like, okay, this is going to be an easy win.
This Tech team that we'll see this evening, I mean, under Chris Beard, it's just been amazing what he's done with them. Big 12 co-champs last year, Final Four championship game last year for Texas Tech. But it's a completely different team, isn't it? A different looking team with their personnel.
Yeah, they have one particular player, Jameis Ramsey, who is an incoming freshman, who was very highly recruited and has really made an impact. And I don't believe that any of their 3 losses that he played in those. So they are, as far as I know, they're undefeated with him in the lineup. And he's a difference maker. He can really score it. I would imagine he might be a one-and-done type of player. But they've reloaded. You know, some people didn't have as high expectations for them this year just because of what they lost. But they have reloaded, and they had a little 3-game losing streak earlier this year, but have really bounced back since then. And there was no win more impressive on Saturday than when they pulled away from Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State was down 4 early in the second half, and that turned into a 35-point blowout. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And for Texas Tech also, the newcomers that they have, you mentioned the freshmen, but a couple grad transfers have been really good for them, really key to their 10-3 start.
Yeah, Chris Clark is we knew when we saw that he was going there that was going to be a little bit painful, just because anytime you get that productive of a grad transfer from another Power 5 league, that can really help you kind of ease the transition when you're bringing in so many other younger guys. And he's been really effective. You can count on him for a double-double almost every night. And it's just they're a really tough team, a really physical team. And honestly, both these teams just play such good defense that this could be a really, grind out, almost a rock fight type of game. Just if both teams are at their best defensively, it's going to be a little ugly, but it will be really good defensive basketball.
With last night, West Virginia and Oklahoma State was that kind of game also.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if there's a little bit of concern among college basketball that the games are turning into that, and the officials might be encouraged to reduce some of the physicality in the game, because it's not really good when a team's being held below 40 points in conference play, especially when West Virginia, I didn't see what the final score was, but they didn't score a whole lot more than that. It was a very low-scoring game and not the most exciting basketball to watch. So I think that's something to keep an eye on, that maybe the officials will try to rein in some of the physicality of the game. But that's difficult to do when both teams are so physical, as you saw last night with Oklahoma State and West Virginia, and what you'll see tonight with Baylor and Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think it was 55-41. Yeah, 55-41 last night. So very low scoring in Stillwater.
Yeah, and it was the same thing in Waco on Saturday, 59-44. I mean, when you can win without scoring 60 points in conference play, that's some really good defense, and I mean, give credit where it's due that the defense is really good, but I also think they need to look at ways to make the game a little more exciting.
All right, we got to pack up and go. They're heading out to the plane, and appreciate it. Thank you, and congratulations on winning the Best Dressed Award on the flight.
Yeah, I'm going to hang that plaque on the wall in my office. Thanks, John.
David Kay, he'll be with me on the broadcast tonight. Pat away on business, and we'll be on the air at 7:30 this evening. Tip off at 8 here on ESPN Central Texas. Television on ESPN2 tonight for the Bears and the Red Raiders. All right, we do have to sign off from here. We have left a taped interview with Jeff Haxton. You'll hear it coming up next segment. So stay tuned for that, and then Garrett will finish out the hour for us. Appreciate your understanding there. Garrett, thank you very much for making that work. And we'll take a break and be back and hear from Jeff Haxton after this. John Morris Show here on ESPN Central Texas.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites, for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites: choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with 4 ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with 2 lobster tails and 2 bacon wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with 4 pieces of New York strip or bacon wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add 2 bacon wrapped fillets, it's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with 2 ribeyes, 2 bacon wrapped fillets, 2 New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount, get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability, or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
This is Susan Kelly, and I want to congratulate Baylor's football team for its amazing performance this season. Since attending Baylor and later its law school, I've been dedicated to this community as a citizen and as a lawyer. If elected to the 19th District Court, I will continue this dedication, serving with honor and integrity. Early voting starts February 18th, and I ask for your vote. Happy New Year and justice for all.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
At the drop of a tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
Texas Professional Exteriors, with no remodel job too big or too small. They're locally owned and operated by Darren Farmer. More than 18 years as your one-stop shop for all your residential and commercial remodeling needs. When you need a professional contractor you can trust, you call the best, Texas Professional Exteriors. Right now, with a full kitchen or bathroom remodel, you get free granite countertops. Whatever you need, they're going to take care of you. You can Google them and check out their brand new website, as well as check them out on Facebook. Give them a call, 254-235-2500. Texas Professional Exteriors.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show, or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. Fourth-ranked Baylor men's basketball will be in action tonight as they're on the road taking on 22nd-ranked Texas Tech. Here's Baylor head coach Scott Drew's thoughts on the Red Raiders.
Well, I think defensively, obviously, they have the same principles and apply the same pressure and defensive tenacity. So Coach Beard's done a great job in integrating much of new players with the scheme in a short period of time. At the same time, Coach Beard's always done a good job of bringing in older guys as well, so they have a college experience, and physically and mentally they're ready for the rigors of college basketball.
Baylor vs. Texas Tech tips off at 8 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Mavs topped the Bulls 118-110, and the Spurs, they topped the Bucks 126-104.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Shows three, flips it out for Edwards, wanders to the free throw stride. There's Shannon layup, good, at the basket, he's fouled.
This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
Ramsey's wide open though, can't pass it down, missed the rim, taken by Holy, he throws it down.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
I like us courtesy of the Texas Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, authored by the voice of Texas Tech basketball and baseball, Jeff Haxton, who joins us now from Lubbock. Happy New Year to you. Great to catch up with you, and looking forward to this game coming up tonight.
Hey, J-Mo, good morning. Congratulations coming off a Sugar Bowl berth and call, and we're looking forward to getting things rolling here tonight.
How about start a Big 12 play? I mean, there's no dipping your toe into it. I mean, everybody jumps right in, and Saturday was a really interesting first day.
Yeah, I thought so. I kind of like to throw my predictions out there for certain games, especially ours, and John Holcomb was courtside there, and I whispered in his ear right before we were getting ready to get going. As I walked by, I said, John, I think it'll be 66 to 65 either way, and a little bit off. I thought the Red Raiders would win, but not by 35 points. So, yeah, and then your rock fight you had over in Waco
right.
with Texas, and, it wasn't easy for KU with West Virginia. You know how much I love conference play. You kind of live for it when you do this this work that we do. So yeah, really happy that it's here and we can all mix it up.
Let's talk about your game. 35-point win over Oklahoma State, 85-50, largest margin of victory Tech's ever had in a Big 12 game. Was that a case of? So it sounds like you didn't expect that going in. Was it a case of everything just going really well for you guys?
Well, it was really competitive in the first half, J-Mo. And then, you go in up six and you feel okay. I think you're now 7-1 when leading at half. But then the second half, the adjustments that were made, everything worked. Man, they had a game plan and everything about it executed. They really limited your N.A. and then took the shooters with DeZagua and Waters and took them off their games and likely couldn't do what he's so famous with doing and just helping everybody else out. And then you hit shots. The threes were going in for Davide Moretti and Jamias Ramsey. A complete team effort by the Red Raiders. And, the crowd got roaring and helped. And it was just an avalanche that Oklahoma State just couldn't stop.
What is it, 15 straight at home now? I mean, that's turned into a real pit for you guys.
It has. Coach Beard is 58-5 inside United Supermarkets Arena with two losses to Kansas, two losses to Iowa State, and one loss to Oklahoma State.
Wow.
That's how few that have happened over – well, I got to Lubbock when Coach Beard did. And it's just been a really tough place to play. The close games, they've found ways to win, and then they've had a chance to, you know, extend their arms out, keep teams at arm's length, and allow the motion offense and allow suffocating defense with the crowd's help to work its way and work its magic. And that's another thing about the crowd. You know, it's a big place. It seats 15,000. Last year's Oklahoma State game had 12. This year's Oklahoma State game had 14.
Huh.
So they're adding on to these crowds throughout the seasons, and they're just getting bigger and better. And that's without the students in play also.
Right. That's a big factor. I mean, because you count on the students being there and doing their part, but these games early in the semester, or really before the semester even starts, sometimes you don't mind playing on the road, you know, because you don't have that student support at home.
Yeah, you'd like to get them out of the way as quickly as possible.
Right, right.
And one thing that the Red Raiders have been able to benefit from is early trips to West Virginia. You know, last year, the first game on the road for Tech, first game in conference play was on the road to West Virginia. When we get wrapped up with you guys, we'll be heading to Morgantown this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get that one out of the way in a hurry.
Jeff Axton, our guest, voice of Texas Tech basketball and baseball. And if folks tune into this game coming up tonight, they're going to say, who are these guys for Tech? I mean, a lot of new faces, what, 3 returning players and 10 newcomers on your roster this year?
Yeah, it's a new bunch. It is a new crew. The returners are Kyler Edwards, Davide Moretti, and Avery Benson. There's a good chance that fans around the league won't know who Avery is unless they watched the Louisville game where he was, you know, pretty much the player of the game. So it's overall like 2 returners like that you will depend on every night no matter what. And then freshman Jamias Ramsey, freshman Terrence Shannon, transfers Chris Clark and TJ Holyfield. Those are some of the big guns that have really paved the way for this team to carve its way back into the top 25 and to relevancy again. And, you know, the thing about these guys, too, you think, you know, it's going to be really hard to recreate the chemistry that you had from the Final Four team. This team shares the basketball, J-Mo, better than any Tech team that I've seen.
Hmm.
It's almost to a point where it gets – at times a little too unselfish. You're like, hey man, you were right there, you know, go finish. But they will whip that basketball around and share it. And there seems to be not any real egos of I need to get 20 points here tonight or anything like that. Jamias Ramsey is the best scorer on the team. He'll be the guy in the mask, terrific guard that might only be here for 1 year. And I need you to watch out for Terrence Shannon too. Terrence had 17 minutes against Oklahoma State, big-time foul trouble, took him a while to get involved, and thought it was kind of a sleepy game. When it was over with, he had 13 and 5.
Wow. Huh.
Terrence Shannon is a really good player, really good.
What's the bounce? What's the benefit? I mean, you guys played for the national championship last year in the Final Four. Even with the loss of all those guys, Culver and company from last year, what's the benefit of having been through all that and been that successful last year?
Well, I think it's expectation level. You know, it's like, and that starts with Chris Beard, who could easily say, you know, we lost 86% of our scoring and shot blocks and, you know, no more Tirico and to protect the rim. And, you know, we're just going to try and rebuild. It's refire. It's reload and fire again. And we're not going to accept anything but a team that will contend for the Big 12 championship. I don't think you can say, hey, we're going to be the winners of the Big 12 championship, but you want to put yourself in position to fight. And if you want to put yourself in position to fight, you got to win games like tonight. Because I think, you know, I don't know this for certain, J-Mo, and I don't know how you feel, but it seems like even more than usual, protecting the home court is going to be paramount.
Yeah.
I just think that it's going to be really tough no matter where you're at to win games on the road. So the Red Raiders will do everything in their power to try and protect the home court tonight because you don't want to lose one and then say, okay, it's off to Morgantown. And so these are all huge, and I just think the bounce is expectation and confidence that you've done it before and you can do it again.
I think you're right. I mean, Coach Drew just flat out says you just have to win your home games and then see what you can do on the road. So that's the case everywhere in this league, you know, with every team. I mean, Kansas would say the same thing. You guys, you know, are saying the same thing, and we certainly do also. So home games, you just have to protect your home court.
Well, and the Bears have done that against Chris Beard. That's the only place that he's not won on the road in his time is the Farrell Center. So you better, you know, try to pop the Bears tonight because, you know, it's going to be a tough return trip. And that's what Kansas has done all these years. They've
right.
been automatic at home and then, you know, stolen games on the road. And that's led them to all those championships in a row. And it's what Tech did last year, too, when they went on the big streak and finished conference play at 14-4.
Jeff, I understand you're a fugitive from justice. Is that right? Are things okay with you and the lawmakers there in Lubbock?
Well, we're going to find out.
Okay.
I got a message from Mayor Dan Pope.
Yes, yes.
That said, we're going to look at your case. So we'll see if I'm exonerated or owing money so they don't put a lien on my house for my supposed alley violation.
Oh, my gosh.
Take care of my alley.
Not the old alley violation, huh?
Yeah, that's what they got me for. So I don't know what they're talking about, but we'll see. Me and Mr. Pope are pretty close.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if he can help me out or not, but I'll update you that here in a little bit.
Well, I don't want to show up at the game and you not be there, and they say they carted you off or something. So I want you to
be there
tonight.
I would think that I would get a pardon for my role as play-by-play guy. I would hope so.
Well, I hope so. I hope you get that cleared up. And I would guess if you don't have a key to the city already, you know, like you said, you know the mayor pretty well, so you've got some good connections there.
Yeah, he's a really good guy, and we'll see if we can get a win for the little guy, which is me.
Well, we'll see you this evening. Appreciate the visit. Thanks very much. I think it could be a really terrific game coming up this evening, and really looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Whoever wins that rebound battle, J-Mo, is probably going to win it.
Isn't that the truth? Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That's a visit with Jeff Haxton, the outstanding voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, basketball and baseball. Again, we taped that yesterday, leaving town this morning, headed for Lubbock. It is Baylor and Texas Tech coming up tonight on the air at 7:30, tip-off at 8 here on ESPN Central Texas. Television tonight on ESPN2 for the Bears and the Red Raiders. Baylor 11-1 on the year, 1-0 in Big 12 play. Tech is 10-3. They are 1-0 in Big 12 play. That big win over Oklahoma State on Saturday out in Lubbock. And again, Tech has won 15 home games in a row. Obviously goes back to last season, but last season was magical for the Red Raiders. 31-7, 14-4 in Big 12 play. Big 12 co-champs a year ago and to the Final Four, in fact, to the Final Two and falling in the championship game last year. Good to visit with Jeff. We'll see him tonight in Lubbock. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. We'll drop things off for Garrett and Steven to wrap things up in the hour as we are loading up on the charter to head to Lubbock, and we'll talk to you tonight from there. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. What's on the horizon here for the Baylor Club? They've got mixology coming up this Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., let's mix things up a bit at Mixology with Billy, featuring belly-warming hot cocktails. So that's this Saturday, 2 to 4. Family Pasta Night is right around the corner. 1 week from tonight, Tuesday, January 14th, again at the Baylor Club. Then they've got another pregame buffet and shuttle coming up. That would be Monday, January 20th. So come to the Baylor Club, open 5 to 8 for the buffet, and then ride their shuttle to the Farrell Center for the Baylor game that evening. That is coming up on January 20th. TED Talks coming up on Thursday, January 23rd. Tell you more about that as we get a little bit closer. Those are all some of the upcoming events taking place at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or you can always give them a call at 254-710-8080. Check in on check in on membership, any membership questions you might have. If you're not a member, that's the number to make reservations for all these great events at the Baylor Club. Just kind of a catch-all, call 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Recently on You Make the Call.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, first of all, y'all, thank y'all for all the coverage y'all did there in New Orleans and everything else. It's a great job. I don't see how you could have done it any better. I'm always know everybody always kind of looks back and see maybe we could have done this or this, but I can't think of a thing, but I appreciate y'all doing that for everybody back here in Central Texas. But the main thing is my legacy deal for this team, heck, y'all, I mean, they're 2 years ahead of anything that I would have expected. I mean, I was hoping they'd be at this point where they're at right now, 2 years down the road. I mean, I thought maybe 7 wins, 8 wins would be really good. Anything above that was gravy on the steak. You know, so I mean, you know, their legacy is they're way ahead of where they're at, and they're in a good place to, you know, maybe take another step. You know, even if they stay status quo, exactly what they did this year, that's still going to be a heck of a season, y'all.
You make the call on ESPN Central Texas.
In the U.S. Army, you'll gain more than confidence. With expert training in one of more than 150 occupational specialties, you'll be prepared to start a career. Qualified candidates who earn a spot on the Army team will receive comprehensive health care coverage, college tuition assistance, and the possibility of up to a $40,000 bonus. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company, Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. Fourth-ranked Baylor men's basketball will be in action tonight as they're on the road taking on 22nd-ranked Texas Tech. Here's Baylor head coach Scott Drew's thoughts on the Red Raiders.
Well, I think defensively, obviously, they have the same principles and apply the same pressure and defensive tenacity. So Coach Beard's done a great job in integrating much of new players with the scheme in a short period of time. At the same time, Coach Beard's always done a good job of bringing in older guys as well, so they have a college experience, and physically and mentally they're ready for the rigors of college basketball.
Baylor versus Texas Tech tips off at 8 p.m. on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Mavs topped the Bulls 118-110, and the Spurs, they topped the Bucks 126-104.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Welcome into the John Moore Show on ESPN Central Texas. J-Mo hopped on a plane at Texas Aero to head to Lubbock.
Yeah.
So he's in the air right now. Baylor, Texas Tech tonight. Tip off at 8 o'clock. Pre-game show at 7:30 right here on these airwaves. And Garrett, I came into work today.
Yeah.
I'd done a run sheet for the Matt Mosley show, which is coming up next with Matt Mosley and myself.
Right.
Thought I'd put together a pretty good show. Pretty good ideas for the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all been blown up because news came down this morning, I guess about an hour ago.
That's been about an hour now.
Pete Thamel reported that the Panthers were finalizing a deal with Matt Rhule. I have been searching through the commercial break. I still haven't seen anything official from Carolina, but all the top newsmakers in the NFL are reporting it. The Carolina reporters are on it as well. I've seen some Baylor players react on social media. So it looks like this thing is done. Looks like Matt Rhule is headed to Carolina. He was supposed to have an interview with the Giants today. Carolina was apparently so impressed with him that they didn't let him get on the plane. They met with him in Waco yesterday. He was supposed to fly to New Jersey today and meet with the Giants. Now looks like that's not going to happen. Obviously, I think the temperature of the fan base had kind of shifted to, all right, New York is probably the end destination.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many people expected Carolina. That was a blind side.
Yeah, but it seemed like Carolina had the inside jump on him.
Well, they got to talk to him first, which is a big deal. Now, he was on the Adam Schefter podcast about a month ago, I guess. It was in that in-between period between Big 12 Championship game and Sugar Bowl.
Right.
And he talked about what he wanted from an NFL organization. And one thing he said was quarterback, which a lot of people thought that automatically took Carolina out of the picture. Because Kyle Allen, the former A&M QB, who bounced around a lot in college, he had a good couple games with Carolina once Cam Newton went down. That eventually fizzled out. Conventional wisdom seems to say that they're ready to move on from Cam Newton. It would be easy to do so. Now, did Matt Rhule go in there yesterday and say, hey, I'd like to have Cam as my quarterback? I have no idea. Part of me thinks, with as quickly as this happened, I don't feel like he would have enough time.
Or leverage at that point, you think?
Leverage too, but I just don't think he'd have enough time to like scout Cam and look at his film and decide whether or not he wanted him. But their quarterback situation is up in the air. It's not set. Daniel Jones is not a sure thing, but he had a good rookie year, and he's on a rookie deal. But you look at the rest of the Panthers, David Tepper, their new owner, people really respect him around the league. And you know what? Maybe he was really impressed with Matt Rhule, and he just said, hey, here, what do you need to get this thing done? But regardless, it's surprising. What's your immediate reaction to the news, Garrett?
My immediate reaction is, going back to, it's probably been 3 days now, when I seen the report come on Twitter from, I'm drawing a blank now. NFL guy. Anyway, I seen a tweet saying that he was going to be in New York. So that initially gave me
You're talking about Gil Brandt.
Gil Brandt, yeah. Okay. So I see Gil Brandt's tweet, and I'm like, all right, well, to me, that says he's not coming back to Baylor. But I think he made a decision based on the needs for his family. I respect the decision. That's my initial thought. First and foremost, above anything else, is I respect the decision for him and his family, and I wish him the best of luck. Baylor's going to be fine.
From a personal standpoint, he took a new job.
Yeah.
It's something that all of us do. Obviously, it doesn't have the ramifications and the consequences, in our case, that it does for him. I think I don't like telling people how to feel. If you're a Baylor fan, I understand why you're upset today. And we're going to give you a chance on the rest of our shows from 10 to 6 to react, sound off, to tell us how you feel about it. I think people were prepared for the Giants hire and understood that's his dream job. He grew up in New York. He's an NFL guy. He has a lot of respect for that organization. So I feel like if he got on the plane today, flew to the Giants, people would be disappointed. They would understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will create a little more backlash because it just kind of feels like, oh, well, maybe he was taking the next NFL job that was open. But, I mean, hey, we don't know what happened behind closed doors.
But that already, he wasn't, because he turned down the Browns.
He turned down the Browns interview. I mean, depending on who you talk to, he turned down the Jets job last year. Mm. We don't know how far those talks got, but he pulled himself out of it at some point. And they ended up with Adam Gase. Panthers are a talented team. Christian McCaffrey is a really good running back.
Yeah.
They have a solid defense and have had a solid defense for a number of years. They were in the Super Bowl not that long ago, and they've kept some of that core together. They have new ownership now that I'm sure is going to want to be aggressive and want to win.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up a good point. Matt talks about his family a lot.
Yes.
And I know he grew up in New York personally, but the idea of raising your family in Charlotte as opposed to New York City might be appealing, or New Jersey.
That's one thing that the first thing that stood out to me is, from my vantage point as a parent, I would rather my kids grow, because, you know, if they've been adapted to the Waco, you know, in this general area, I think the transition to Carolina, the suburbs, would be easier and seamless, mm-hmm, for the kid than, you know, somewhere in New York. That's just my personal opinion.
And we have a lot to flesh out today on this. The first is, how does the fan base feel about it? Mm-hmm. And we'll get our listeners' reaction to this as we go through the show. What happens with Phil Snow, Broyles' award-winning defensive coordinator? What happens with Jeff Nixon and the rest of that staff? They assembled a really good staff around Matt Rhule. The players, the few players I've seen, mm-hmm, react on social media, Graylin Arnold was one, they want Joey McGuire. That's not surprising. Players tend to want somebody on staff to be promoted because, right, that's somebody that they know, they're familiar with. I think Joey's going to be a name that's certainly a big-time candidate. Obviously, I think Mac Rhodes is going to gauge interest from the outside forces as well. But there's a lot that's going to happen in the next few weeks. And not to mention, they got a recruiting class to finish in a month.
Yeah, and one interesting thing when you look at recruiting aspect of players coming in was we knew that Kenny Yeboah played for Rhule at Temple, and he just made the decision to come as a grad transfer to Baylor, and he's already went out on social media saying, I want Coach Rhule. So you got to wonder what's going on in his mind right now and what ultimately will be the end of that. Is he still going to come or not?
Well, and I know John can't talk about commits, and this, yes, is his show, but we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there are some big-time targets.
Yeah.
Malik Hornsby, quarterback out of Fort Bend Marshall, who...
Phenomenal player.
Who could have been an early enrollee, decided to sign in February because he was...
the state championship.
He was on a state title run, and they fell to a lead on the state title game. And a lot of people had him pegged as going to Baylor. So, you know, does that change? Now, there's a lot of moving parts. I understand why this is frustrating to Baylor folks because, I mean, they just did this 3 years ago. Like,
yeah.
Rhule had a great turnaround, but it was a very short turnaround, and now he's gone. So we're going to keep you updated all throughout the day. But if you're just joining us, the Panthers haven't announced anything officially, but everything indicates that Matt Rhule is headed to the Carolina Panthers. He is, mm-hmm, finalizing a deal. Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports had it first. It's been confirmed by multiple folks that tend to know these things in NFL circles, and Carolina reporters who follow the team well also. And we'll keep you posted throughout the day. But we got breaking news here, and there's so much that's going to happen now in the next few days, and it'll be interesting to see, Garrett, how much they open up this search because, I mean, there's not that many guys out there that are – not coaching right now, right?
Like, right, yeah.
If you bring an outside hire in, you're pretty much going to have to poach somebody.
Yeah, and they do have a good foundation of people inside. And I think, you know, like the players are saying, I think Joey McGuire would be your best bet to bring up. But one thing is, Rhule might be gone, but Mac Rhodes isn't. Mac Rhodes is the one that found him. Mac Rhodes has stabilized that entire athletic department. You know, they were barely hanging on by a pulse, and he re-energized it. And I think as long as you have somebody like that in charge, you should be okay as a team, okay as a university, to know that the correct decisions and the proper protocol will be made to find the next guy, because he's the one that brought in Matt.
Yes, he's made home run hires. I mean, that has been a calling card since he's been here and really his whole career. And Matt Rhule was the guy at Temple that wasn't really on the radar, mm-hmm, for a lot of Baylor people. I mean, Chad Morris was a name that was thrown out there. I remember Sonny Dykes was a name that, yeah, came up a lot. But it ended up being Matt, and turned out to be a really good hire. I don't think it, I mean, given the circumstances, as difficult as 1-11 was for that program, I mean, the turnaround was amazing, and they got to the Sugar Bowl this year. But obviously now it appears he's on his way out, and we'll react to that accordingly. But thank you for listening to the John Morris Show. Don't forget, there is other sports going on. Number 4 Baylor men's basketball plays Tech tonight in Lubbock at 8 o'clock. And you can hear that at 7:30 right here on ESPN Central Texas. Jamie will be back tomorrow with more reaction. Stay tuned. Starting at 10 o'clock, call us, text us. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. We're ready to hear your reaction. Matt Mosley's up next with myself. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.